Democratic U.S. Senate hopeful Kendrick Meek is taking a different route to get on the 2010 ballot. Instead of paying the more than $10,000 qualifying fee, he's collecting signatures. If he can get enough, he'd be the first candidate ever to qualify for a statewide seat by petition. Abe Dyke, Meek's campaign manager, says the campaign is fast approaching the more than 112,000 signatures needed to get him on the ballot and is shooting for 130,000 signatures to be sure.
By tomorrow, we'll have submitted over 79,000 petitions. Many of you know that we had a data entry backlog. I think Beth Reinhardt saw it firsthand. But by the end of the week, we will have submitted 90,000 to local county board of elections. And we're just very excited about that. Are working through that backlog, as you can see, at a very fast rate. We'll be submitting them by noon on the 29th.
The Board of Elections does not accept every petition submitted. Each signature has to be deemed valid. Dyke says that an average of 90 to 92% of the signatures submitted in each county so far have been accepted. If Meek does not reach the qualifying number by the March 29th deadline, Dyke said that the campaign may end up forking over the fee, which is due by April 30th. This, he said, would mostly be a measure to fend off litigation over the signatures.
We expect that we are going to make the ballot and make it with enough that there's no question about it and will not be paying that fee. But, you know, we also don't want this to get dragged into a legal process that would take the voice away from over 112,000 Floridians. And so we would only be doing it to make sure that we kept their voices and not because we would be we're going to make the ballot by petition.
Dyke says they're getting roughly 1,500 signatures per day. He says the campaign's momentum is picking up because of a key difference between Representative Meek and his two major opponents, Florida Governor Charlie Crist and former State House Speaker and Tea Party darling Marco Rubio.
There are public servants and there are politicians, and Kendrick Meek is a public servant, somebody who really is thinking about what's going to help everyday Floridians and not focused on what the political implications of a certain action are.
Kristen Rubio regularly spar over excessive spending. The Meek campaign, on the other hand, is not in battle mode yet. That is, aside from his teaming up with Rubio to attack Crist's purchase of United States Sugar Land for the Everglades Restoration Project. Both said that the $1.3 billion the state expects to pay for the land is well beyond its market value. But it is not clear whether slamming his two biggest challengers would make a difference. Meek trails both in the polls. But Dyke says the campaign doesn't care about numbers. Instead, he says, it has launched its grassroots effort into full force.
We're going to be focused on getting our message out, and we're going to be continuing to travel the state and talk about how Kendrick's going to be a different kind of senator. People are hurting. They need action, not politics or ideology. And voters, I think, are going to be turned off by what they're seeing on the Republican side, which is ideology and politics.
Representative Meek is the Democratic frontrunner in the race for Florida's open U.S. Senate seat. His Democratic opposition includes former Miami Mayor Maurice Foray, who has criticized Meek's support of the Afghanistan troop surge, among other things. Most polls show Meek leading the former mayor. The primary election for both major parties is scheduled for August 24th. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.